ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं दधाति स्वपदान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासति गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। So in the temple, when I gave the lecture of Radhashtami Sunday, preparing for Radhashtami, so purposely I just did not tell the story of appearance of Radharani. I thought the other speakers will tell. Nobody told the story of Radharani's appearance. They just told Tattva, Vivechan, the discussion about Radharani's principle and everything. So I thought I'll complete that also today, finish that off. So there are so many, many, many stories. Some stories are there in Brahmanda Puran, some stories are there in Garga, Samhita, some are there in Lalit Madhav. So there are various levels of descriptions of Radharani's pastimes and appearance. So I will try to tell all of them little, so you can get the sequence. But when I told this story to some other people in Hindi language, they felt that there are many upakhyans in this story. So they told me that unless we pay attention to this upakhyan, we don't understand the full story. So I will request you to concentrate. So first story is like this, that Krishna was in Golok Vrindavan, and there was a beautiful kunja filled with mallika and malati flowers, and Krishna was enjoying with Viraja river. Viraja Gopi is a very celebrated gopi, friend of Krishna, and he was enjoying with her, and suddenly Radharani came to know, some friends told her that he is with Viraja Gopi enjoying in one kunja. So it is explained that she started traveling to that place with 630 million gopis with a mountain which was thousands of yojanas high in the sky and millions of yojanas wide in the width. And it is described very beautiful. There were lakes, there were highways, there were forests in that, there were rivers. And on that they reached, traveling on that, they reached the place of Kunja of Viraja. And as soon as they came near that, Sri Dama, the closest friend of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, was guarding the kunja, not to let anybody go in. So he stopped Radharani, and Radharani actually overpowered him, chastising him with harsh words, like the friend of a debauchee and you foolish number one, like that, so many adjectives she used. And she overpowered him, and then they got inside the kunja. Now hearing the noise at the gate of Viraja Kunja, Krishna disappeared, and Viraja disappeared and became a river. So when she went inside, there was nobody. So she went back. And then there is a upakhyan that she went and actually built Navadvip Dham. She made another kunja, which filled with flowers and birds and sarovars and walkways and sitting places and gardens and everything. And she played flute and she invited Krishna to come there. And Krishna came getting attracted by the beautiful flute sound of Radharani. And he was enamored by this place. And he said, this place will be very, 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 very dear to me, as much as you are dear to me. I will bring more sakhis and more friends and more devotees here. And I bless this land that whoever comes and stays here will come back to my abode. And this also land will be called as Nava Vrindavan, new Vrindavan, that Vrindavan which is there, replica of that Vrindavan. Also it will be called as Navadvipa, because it will be formed by Nile Islands that you already made. So it's called Navadvipa. That is Mayapur Dham. So Mayapur is made by Radharani. Anyway, this is another side. So again she went to meet Krishna. Because again she heard that Krishna cried in the separation of Viraja, sat on the bank of the river Viraja itself, and said, oh Viraja, please come back. I love you very much. And I miss your association. Please come back. I will offer you celestial body, I'll give you benedictions. So she again appeared. River and she also appeared. And again they were meeting. And this time when Krishna was crying in the separation and she appeared, he embraced her. When she embraced her, she begot 7 sons. And they were very happy. And again Radharani came to know that he was meeting her. Anyway, there was also when she met her, 7 sons were born. And then one of the sons were troubled by other sons. So one son came running to mother that other sons are disturbing me. And Krishna was with Viraja river, Viraja Gopi. So because the son came running to Viraja and Viraja had to attend to that crying son, Krishna felt that I should not disturb them. Let her attend to her son. And so he went away to meet Radharani. So Viraja got very angry with the son. Because of you, I got separated from my beloved. So he cursed all the sons that you will become oceans and you will go to the material world. And you will be separated from one another. So they are the 7 oceans and Jambudvipa. They are like salt ocean and sugarcane ocean, ghee ocean and liquor ocean and dahi, dugda ocean and lavana ocean. 7. And the salty one is our one, that is with us here. And there is also one sweet water, this is called as Swada Udaka Sagar. So 7 totally. And then she felt bad that she cursed her son and they all had to go back. They came down, offered their dandavats to their mother and went down to Jambudvipa and became oceans and they were also sad because of separation from mother and separation from one another. So then again Radharani, then with this Krishna came to Radharani and Sridhama also came with him. And again Radharani chastised him that you are with Viraja river, Viraja Gopi. And many bad words he used. Sridhama could not tolerate it. Sridhama also gave back the answers. That how can you speak about my beloved like this? He is very dear to me. Even Indra, even Chandra, even Mahadev, even Brahma worship him. He is the creator of cosmic ocean. He is the maintainer of all these material and spiritual worlds. So how can you just talk like this about him? So there was a back and forth discussion. And then Radharani got angry and he cursed him that as you are talking like a demon to me, taking side of a debauchee, I curse you that you will become a demon in the material world. So he also got angry and he said that you got angry like a human being on earth. So I curse you to become a human being on earth and I also curse you that you will be separated from your beloved Sri Krishna for 100 years. Back and forth, too many curses, they came to Krishna. So Sridhama was repentful afterwards. I also got angry and cursed her. So don't worry, you will become Shankachuda, demon, and you will be struck by the Trishul of Mahadev, and you will be delivered and you will come back to me in Golok Vrindavan. And then Radharani said, I have to go now. So Krishna said, yes, you have to come with me to earth. So she said, I will come only on one condition. That if there is Vrindavan, if there is Govardhan and if Jamuna, then I will come. He said, yes, already I have sent part of Golok Vrindavan as Bhauma Vrindavan on earth. And along with that Govardhan, who was the mountain called Shatashringa mountain in Goloka, appeared as Govardhan in Himalayas as son of Drona, already has gone down and he will fulfill your desire. Shatashringa mountain. Not son of Shatashringa. He is Shata Shringa himself only, but he came down as son of Dronagiri, mountain Drona in Himalayan range. No, that is different. Dronagiri is in the mountain of Himalayas, where as a mountain baby was born. Anyways, we'll not go in that story now. So then she agreed to come down. So here on earth what happened was that we all know that Kamsa killed 6 sons of Devaki. 7th was miscarriage according to his understanding, material understanding. It was in Rohini's, it was attracted to Rohini's Garbha. Sankarshan became one with the Balram in the womb of Rohini. And then Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki, appeared in front of her told her husband to take him to Gokul, exchange with the baby girl. And the baby girl came in Mathura. She cried. All the watchmen woke up. Then Kamsa came and wanted to kill her. At that time, Bhagavatam tells only little description what she told. But other scriptures tell more things what she told. So she said that your killer already is born somewhere else. So you don't be in happiness that the demigods have told something wrong and they started telling lies now. So along with that, I want to inform you that two more beautiful devis will be born. And whoever marries one of them, the best of them two, will be the one who can defeat Mahadev also. If someone who marries her will become so powerful that he will be able to defeat Mahadev. So Kamsa immediately next day ordered Putana to do two things. You go and kill all newborn male children and fetch all newborn baby girls to me. Very difficult task actually. So first she went to fetch beautiful girls. So by the time, this is one Pada story. Yeah? Now you remember this Pada story, we'll leave this story here. Another Pada story is that Himalaya already had got Parvati as his daughter. And Parvati got married with Mahadev. So Vindhya performed tapasya, desiring a daughter who is more powerful than Parvati also, and who will have a husband who will defeat her husband also. So powerful daughter who will get a better husband than Himalaya's son-in-law. So he performed tapasya and he pleased Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma appeared, and when Lord Brahma appeared, Vindhya Mountain said, I want to have a most powerful lady, Shakti of the Lord, as my daughter, and whose husband should be able to defeat Mahadev also. Hare Krishna. Okay. So Brahma said, Tathastu. But after that, after giving boon, he was in puzzle that how will he fulfill the boon that he gave just now. So he was confused, he didn't understand who can be the girl whose husband can defeat even Mahadev. Then he did a lot of meditation, he understood that only Radharani can be the girl, the eternal consort of Sri Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. And Krishna as her husband can defeat Mahadev also. So he did tapasya himself to be able to fulfill the boon that he has given. And he did tapasya to please Radharani. And then Radharani appeared to him and he begged to Radharani, I have given a boon like this and please appear as daughter of Vindhya. By this time, Radharani as baby and Chandravali as baby were already in the womb of the wife of Prishbhanu and Chandrabhanu, the brothers. So then hearing the plea of Brahma, Radharani ordered Yogmaya for expansion that please fetch both of us from the wombs of wives of Brishbhanu and Chandrabhanu and place us in the womb of the wife of Vindhya Parvata. So she did that. And they appeared in the womb of the wife of Vindhya Parvata. In the course of time, Vindhya Parvata's wife gave birth to two daughters, very beautiful daughters. Vindhya was very happy to have the boon fulfilled by Brahma. And he called all the sadhus and rishis and munis to perform the sanskaras. And there was a big fire sacrifice going on. And at that time, Putana appeared, searching for the newborn babies. And she found these two beautiful babies. As per descriptions of Kamsa, whatever he had told, she found them most attractive. And by the way, Vindhya Parva's wife does not even only give birth to two babies, she gave birth to eight baby girls. They were Radha, Chandravali, Lalita, Vishakha, Padma, Shaibya and Bhadra. Not Ashtasakhis as we describe. These eight Sakhis were Mahashaktis. They were born. So, when the fire sacrifice was going on, sanskara was going on, she came in between sanskara as a khechari. She was flying in the sky, no? She came, she was able to fly, empowering a blade of grass by a mantra. That will become an airplane. Sitting on the blade of grass, she would fly everywhere. So she came down there and immediately picked up all these girls and started flying in the sky. So Vindhya became very angry. He sat for tapasya himself and he told his Brahmin priests that you chant mantras to defeat her in the sky. So by his meditation and prayers, Putana's body became very hot, burning like hot, burning with heat. By the power of the mantras of the sadhus, she became very weak and she could not hold these girls in hand while she was flying. So Chandravali, she dropped in one river near Nagpur, Vidarbha. And Chandravali flowed down. What do you say in English? Flew in sky. She went along the sides of flow of the water. And Bhishmaka, the king of Vidarbha, who would future become the father of Rukmini Devi. Is that right?
Yes.
So he picked her up and kept with him that girl for 5 years. Then Vindhya ordered Jambavan, who was staying between Vindhya and Sahyadri Parvat, Vindhya and Govardhan Parvat, was staying there. He ordered him to go and pick that girl up. Then he picked that girl up and gave her to Purnamasi. And then Purnamasi gave her to Mukhara Devi, who was the grandmother of Radharani, mother of Kalavati. And that's how, this is one story which is given in Lalita Madhava. Now, when she was flying further and further, one girl she dropped, and then second girl, Radharani, she dropped in Braja. And she fell in the river Jamuna. And then other girls further, they dropped down in the various area of Braja. That is Lalita, Vishakha, Padma, Shaibya, Bhadra, like that. And they were received by Purnamasi and given to respective mothers. So that is how this story is linked with Radharani's birth in one of the kalpa pastimes, because Radharani has appeared in various ways in different kalpas. One kalpa she was found when Vrishabhanu Maharaj was plowing the field. One kalpa she was found in lotus flower in the Jamuna river. One kalpa she was found in Barsana itself. There are various stories, but they are all kalpa veda. But when she dropped her in Jamuna, at that time Rishabhanu Maharaj went in the morning to take his bath and he saw the lotus flower, very effulgent with 1,000 petals. And he went closer and he saw the effulgence was not coming from the lotus flower but from the baby inside. And then he picked her up and brought her and gave it to her wife. This is one part of the story. And other stories like this, that when this time came to get down to the material world, Radharani said, I will not like to see anybody else but you. So when this baby was brought home, she was blind, she would not open her eyes, she would not make any sound, she would not be able to hear anything. They were trying their best. And then they were wondering what to do. It is very auspicious to have a baby, because he was almost 85 years and plus. Because Nanda Maharaj and Vrishabhanu Maharaj were very close friends in Brajbhumi. They were staying already in Nandagaon and Barsana. But till they become 85 and plus, they did not receive any child. So they discussed among each other and decided that we'll go at the banks of Jamuna river. And there, by the mercy of Jamuna's auspiciousness, we may be able to get children. So they shifted from Nandagaon to Gokul, Nanda Maharaj, and from Barsana to Rawal. And then in the course of time, Krishna was born. In the course of Radharani was born. So it is said that when Radharani was brought by Vrishabhanu Maharaj home, the news went to Mukhara Devi. She is near Radha Kundedwan village called Vasati. There is where Bindu Maharaj and Mukhara Devi stayed. That is the maternal grandfather and maternal grandmother of Radharani. So when she heard that my daughter conceived a baby, she became very, very happy. And immediately she was so ecstatic and blissful, although she was very, very old compared to the old mother Kalavati. she picked up one wheel, put some lamps on that and started dancing. And looking at her picking up a bullock cart wheel with lamps on and dancing, all the gopis also picked up their bullock cart wheels, put the lamps on them, started dancing. And they were very beautifully balancing the wheel, revolving the wheel and dancing. And that is called as Charkula Nritya. Charkula. That is very, very famous ancient historic cultural dance, which is famous in Brajbhumi. And today also there are classes where the Brajvasi girls learn that dance. And of late, the girls from Nandgaon got the first prize in all Braj competition of Charkula dance. So today also, when Radharani Janmotsav is celebrated, in Mukhara village, in that village of Mukhara, Mukharai it is called as, near Radhakund, they dance with the wheel and the lamps on that. And this festival only takes place in Mukharai village and nowhere else, not even Barsana also, because it's a typical dance of the village itself. Now there is a small story about this mother of Radharani. Actually there were three devis. They were from Pitruloka. They were very great, advanced, chaste ladies. Mahasatis they were called as. They one time went to Shvetadvipa to visit Lord Vishnu. And at the same time the four Kumaras came there. And the Kumaras were in baby form, so they did not pay much attention to them. Although they knew their glories, but they felt at that moment of time not very much inspired to offer dandavats to them. So immediately the four Kumaras cursed them that you will become ladies on earth. So they were very sad, they didn't want to go to earth. But then Lord Vishnu told them of Shvetadvipa, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, don't worry, it is not a curse, it is a benediction for you. You three will become the mothers of the three Mahashaktis of the material world. So one of them was the mother of Parvati Devi, Sunaina. One of them was the mother of Sita Devi, Naina Devi. And the third was Kala Devi, Kalavati, who was going to be the mother of Radharani. Now Kalavati, the third one, got married to Suchandra, the King Suchandra. And they both wanted to have the Supreme Goddess of Fortune as their daughter. So they performed 12,000 years of tapasya, eating only leaves which fell off from the trees, that dried leaves. And performed tapasya. At the end of tapasya, Brahmaji appeared to them. And Brahmaji benedicted them that you will get Radharani as a daughter. And the same Kalavati became Kirtida and same Suchandra became Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And this Vrishabhanu Maharaj was amongst nine brothers, four elder, four youngest, but he was so virtuous that he was made into king. And he was supposed to be the incarnation of Surya Dev. And another story, another kalpa is like this, that this Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Devi, before they actually got Radharani in their that incarnation as their daughter, they did not get any child, so they performed tapasya. And after performing long time tapasya, what happened was that suddenly in meditation Vrishabhanu Maharaj heard a mantra which meant that without chanting Hari's name, no breath is going to be complete. Without chanting Hari's name, no ear can be purified and no worship can be perfected and no worship can be given fruits. So he left his tapasya in between, went to Kratumuni, and Kratumuni gave him the mantra Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. After giving this mantra, he said, Iti Shodashakam Namnam Kali Kalmasha Nashanam Nataha Paratarupaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. And this description is there in Brahmanda Puran, in the part called Radha Rudaya, where this mantra is given. This also appears in other Puranas also, but this mantra exactly appears in that Purana as Narad Muni describing the story to Purnamasi Devi. And then Krita Maharaj, he gave the mantra and then he received the mantra, and then Vrishabhanu Maharaj performed his tapasya chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And at that time he was actually performing Katyayani Vrata, performing Katyayani worship, and then Katyayani Devi appeared to him and he put his plea to her, and then his desire of Radharani having as his daughter was fulfilled. So this is in short, I just told you in short all the stories, intermingled stories. And then what happened when Radharani was born? Vrishabhanu Maharaj was very happy in Raval, and Narad Muni made his calculations. He came to the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Goddess of Fortune Radharani, both have appeared. So I must go and take the darshan, because all the great personalities of all the universes and spiritual world, they know that there is no darshan of baby form of Krishna and Radharani in Golok Vrindavan. So when this happens, then understand that the Supreme Lord is going to become baby now. The Supreme Goddess of Fortune is also becoming baby. So I should go and take darshan. So you know, Lord Shiva came in Nandagaon, and Narad Muni also put his chart and started searching for these both personalities. He went to Gokul, had darshan of Krishna and Balaram, was very happy. Then he started searching further, and he reached the house of Vrishabhanu Maharaj in Raval. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj was extremely happy for having such a beautiful, for such a effulgent and so powerful personality as his daughter, but he was very sad because she was blind, deaf and dumb. So he was not in the mood of celebrating her birth. Usually a king would celebrate the birth of his daughter or a son. So he was in two minds. He was discussing with his wife Kirtida what to do. So at that time Narad Muni appeared and he asked, "Is there any newborn baby in your house?" So he said, "No, there is no newborn baby in the house." So is there any child you have? Then she and he brought Sridhama in front of Narad Muni. So this is the only child we have. So he blessed that child that you will become very dear to Krishna. But do you have anybody else in the house? They said, "No, nobody is born." So he was very sad actually. He thought, how my calculation can go wrong? I have come to the right place as per my calculation. So he was going in a very sad mood, wanted to recalculate again to what is his location. At that time, Kirti Maya told Vrishabhanu Maharaj that maybe we have heard that by the blessings of a sadhu, many things can happen. So why don't we ask this effulgent sadhu only to bless our child, and by that way maybe she will see, maybe she will speak, maybe she will hear. So then Narad Muni was going away, and then she sent again Sakhis running behind him to call him, "Please call him again." So yes, there is a baby girl born in the house. So he came running at this time, very happily. And then he was taken inside where she was in the cradle. She was in the cradle and she was not opening her eyes, tightly closed. So immediately he said, "Don't worry about it. I have a solution for your problem. You do not hesitate to celebrate the birth of your child. The celebration of birth. Just have a big festival. Don't forget to call all the Gopas, and do not forget specially to call Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai with their two illustrious sons, Krishna and Balaram. And go immediately." Made them big planning, go start preparing immediately, because he wanted to keep them away and be alone with Radharani. So immediately they were ecstatic and jubilant. They went away in preparation and he was left alone with Radharani, and he fell flat offering dandavats again and again and again. And he expressed a desire to Radharani, who was in cradle, that, "Please show me your Navayavana form." So she appeared as 15-year-old youth, because her age in Ras Leela is supposed to be 15 years in the Kunja Leela. And then he again fell down, got up, fell down, fell ecstatic, fell his hair, standing on end, shedding tears. And he said, "I want to take darshan of your full-fledged form with your Sakhis, Ashta Sakhis." So Radharani said, "You have to go to Kusum Sarovar." So he, falling on the ground, tumbling, rolling in the dust, like that unconscious, like that he reached Kusum Sarovar. And he was told that you meditate under one Kashoka tree. There is a Kusum one, you know, filled with flowers where Radharani plucks flowers. So he was told to meditate under one Ashoka tree. He sat down under one Ashoka tree. In meditation he saw all the Ashoka trees were becoming gopis and entering in Ras Leela. And he saw the Ashoka tree under which he was sitting also became a gopi, dressed up beautifully, and entered in Ras Leela. And he opened his eyes. So Madhavi Gopi came to him, took him by hand, brought him to the southern end of the Kusum Sarovar and gave him bath. And he became Naradiya Gopi. Then she dressed him, that is now she Naradiya Gopi. So Madhavi Gopi dressed Naradiya Gopi with all the solar shringar and held her hand and brought her in between the arena of lotus flower, where on the eight petals were eight sakhis, and in between the petal were Ratna Singhasan, and Krishna and Radharani were sitting on the throne. So he brought him there, gave Chamar in her hand, and he did Chamar Seva for a long time. Then Radharani instructed him that you please write the methods of worship of our deities. So he said that I am being cursed by Daksha not to stay in one place more than 3 days. So how will I be able to perform this service to you? Radharani said, this is not the area where the curse is applicable. The curse is applicable in the material world. You are in Sri Vrindavan Dham, eternal abode of ours. So the curse of Daksha is not applicable here. You can stay here as long as possible, as long as needed. So he was very happy. He went dancing to the outside of the Kusum Sarovar. But anyway, before that, after this whole discussion got over, he agreed, he understood. He was brought by Madhavi Gopi, holding hand, again the southern end of the Kusum Sarovar. Again she gave birth to him. He assumed the body of Narad Muni again, and he went dancing, dancing, dancing to one place called Narad Kunda. He stayed there and he wrote Narada Pancharatrika, or Vidhi Sutra. So, anyway, again, one upakhyan took place here. So that time when Narad Muni did all this pastime, the King Vrishabhanu Girdhida, they arranged for the whole ceremony, and then Krishna Balaram came, Yashoda came, Nanda Maharaj came, everybody met one another, embraced one another, exchanged gifts, and all the gopas came. They were dressed very well with ornaments and nice dresses and jewellery. They brought a lot of gifts for Kirti Maya and Vrishabhanu Maharaj and the baby Radharani. And in the meantime, when everybody was busy in discussing everything happily, Krishna just crawled to the cradle of Radharani. And he was also a crawling baby, so he held the cradle and he stood up. And by the fragrance of his body, Radharani became very elated. And when he touched her, she opened her eyes and she cried loudly. And with the sound of her beautiful cry, all the gopis came running with Kirti Maya, Yashoda Mata. And Radharani then first opened her eyes. Another story of the same pastime is that when this happened, Yashoda Maya brought Krishna in her lap to the cradle, and she was so attracted with this baby that she kept Krishna down and took this baby in hand. And the baby became very ecstatic, but she didn't open her eyes, and Krishna started crying down, why you lifted her and why you kept me down. So she also lifted him up on the second lap, and while they were in the lap, he touched her. And she opened his eyes. He opened her eyes and cried. And that's how everybody celebrated the birthday of Radharani. And when this happened, when this Janmotsav was going on, all the great ladies of the universes, like Parvati Devi, Saraswati Devi, wife of Indra, wife of Brahma, everybody just came to Raval in different forms. Somebody came in the form of a fruit seller and a flower seller. Somebody came as a bangles seller. Somebody came as a expert design maker of mehndi. Somebody came as an expert hairdresser. Somebody came as an expert dancer. Somebody came as an expert singer. Somebody came as an expert musical instrument player. And so many roles they took up, and they just wanted to enter in the celebration of Kirti Maharani and Vrishabhanu Maharaj to have darshan of Radharani. So it is said that when Annapurna Devi came to village of Raval, all the villagers were poor. Suddenly the house were filled with panchapakwan, puri, halwa, and all the sweetmeats. The house was filled with all these elements of food, you know, because Annapurna Devi came. And when Saraswati Devi came, all the illiterate people started singing various shlokas and started chanting mantras and everything. So like that, there was full prosperity manifested in the whole place. Hearing that, so many sadhus went, because they were also invited by Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Some of them went on their own, some of them were invited. They thought that we'll get lots of dakshina today. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj, when she opened her eyes, he became so happy, so happy, so happy. It is explained that he was much, much more richer than Nanda Maharaj also. Well, Radharani is the source of all wealth, no? Aishwarya Swamini, and she also Krishna Swamini. So naturally, he was more wealthier than Nanda Maharaj also. So he had many, many, many treasure houses of various jewels, like, I don't know so many names of that, like diamonds and rubies and emeralds and all those things, you know. So he opened one treasure house and started distributing with full hands to all the sadhus, you know. and everybody, there are thousands of sadhus, and they were filling their dhotis and their containers with all these jewels, and they started going away with happily, and they heard that he has opened now the next treasure house. So they just dropped their jewels on the ground and they went running back. And again they took emeralds filled with their dhotis and their pots. And after some time, the distance they went, they heard that he has opened the third one now. So they just threw their all the gifts that they received and went for the third one. So it is explained that whole the Braj Bhumi was filled everywhere with jewels and emeralds and diamonds all over the place, depicting that Radharani is born. So everywhere there is wealth, there is auspiciousness, and all the knowledge required, all the food required, all the Aishwaryas were manifest because she is the source of everything. That is the significance of her appearance, because she is so powerful personality of Godhead in the form of Radharani. So this is Radha Janmotsav, and today also on Radharani's birth, all these songs are being sung today also, and they dance. How Parvati came, Saraswati came, Indrani came, and all the great ladies of the universes, Saptarishis, wives came, and what all forms they took, and how they performed and enjoyed the beautiful birth of Radharani. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. Shrimati Radharani ki jai ho.